This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allowed 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
Come join me, Andrew Filippone.
And me, Patrick Peterson, 3-time NFL All-Pro cornerback on First and Pod for premier NFL coverage and conversations.
Our motto on the podcast is every team, every week, and we don't play favorites. Every episode, you get a glimpse of the entire National Football League with First and Pod. Follow and listen to First and Pod on Mondays and Fridays on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
One ball, two strikes, two outs. The pitch, pop up, shallow center. Coming in, Sawinski. He calls for it. He makes the catch. Raise the Jolly Roger. And the greatest comeback win in the history of the Pittsburgh Pirates. They do it here in Cincinnati. They raise the Jolly Roger, and it is indeed the greatest comeback in Pittsburgh Pirates history, a win over the Reds.
Yeah, it was stunning. Yes, it was on Saturday, but I do want to talk about it. Austin Bechtel with you here on the Fan Early Morning Show, because that game was a sign of the times for me. It was a game that, you know, really did signal that things could be different. And then at this point, things are different. Things are moving in a substantially different direction for this franchise, for this organization. And it's player-driven. It's player-centric. And it's the fact that down 9-0 to a division rival, to a team that you had beaten the night before, that is looking to try to make their way into the playoffs, you crush their souls. You crush their dreams. You coming back down up 9-0 after 3 innings. You were up 13-9 at one point. To be able to come back, then hold on after a win probability of, what, like 1%? It was impressive. It was a credit to just never backing down and never giving up for the Buccos. And when I look at the current state of the team, because, you know, if it wasn't for the Steelers being 2-1, back-to-back victories, and just football season altogether, a lot of conversations right now would be surrounding the play of the Pirates. 8 under .500, 74-82. Last season, the Buccos won 62 games. 62-100. The Pirates will not lose 100 games this year. They will not lose 90 games this year. 74-82, that's an improvement so far, 6 games left, 12 wins. Now, for me, I predicted that this would get to 14. And trying to make it full circle, go back and look at some of the things that I was most optimistic about. At the beginning of this season, the end of March, opening day, people were trying to compare this to the 2011 Buccos. I went back, found my tweet, March 30th of 23. I said, I'm optimistic about this season. This is 2012 all over again. 2011 has been thrown out as a comparison all the time. It was. But the pitching is better than last year. Ended up being about two pitchers, a couple guys in the bullpen that came on. And having McCutchen back creates a new fire in the team. My record, 76-86. Just about there. Two more wins. Now you got to face off against Philadelphia, the Marlins. Philadelphia, who will make the playoffs. The Marlins fighting for a spot. But this is exactly what you want to do. Coming into the Cubs series, the Pirates were 1-10 against Chicago after the first game against the Cubs in a three-game series last week. Pirates were lost 14-0, 14-1? Came back, won game two, won game three. Took two out of three from the Cubs fighting for a spot. And then the Reds, who are now dead to rights, Pirates were down 9-0, came back to win 13-12. The 9-run comeback, the largest deficit to overcome in a win in Pirates history, tied for the largest blown lead in a loss in franchise history for the Reds. Doesn't it feel different? Just how the season is ending compared to last year, compared to 21, compared to 20, where 20 was just the year of Ke'Bryan Hayes. Everything else seemed bleak. Now Ke'Bryan Hayes actually looks like that 1 month in September that he was in 2020. 15 homers, 61 RBIs. Still doesn't walk that much for my liking, but he's hitting 276. A 775 OPS for Ke'Bryan Hayes is in 120 games is pretty good. Seven triples. Tops of the National League. Andrew McCutchen had a pretty good year. Yeah, you like to have him hit more than 43 RBIs. 12 home runs, currently sitting on 299. Brian Reynolds, 23 homers, 82 RBIs. Jack Sawinski, last year, end of the year, 206. He's hitting over 300 in his last 15 games. He's hitting 220 for the year, OPS rated 800, just below Brian Reynolds. But it's the Young Bucks. It's the guys you never would have expected. Joshua Palacios in 87 games has 40 RBIs. This guy's the most clutch player on your team. Like, what? He's somebody that has earned a spot on next year's team. I mean, he just has. Now, yes, players like Andy Rodriguez, he's shown flashes. Three home runs, 11 RBIs, but he's only hitting 211. Not good. 600 OPS. Hasn't been great. Jared Triolo has come on a little bit. I'm not worried about Nick Gonzalez. I'm not worried about Henry Davis. Why am I not worried about Henry Davis? Davis, six homers, 21 RBIs, 23 walks, 62 strikeouts. He's got to strike out less. That's in 57 games. He's got to strike out less. Slashing 214, 300 on base, 350 slug. Through 57 games for Henry Davis. Comparative to other first-round picks from the past ballpark 7 years that have made their debut. Dansby Swanson, when he was at Arizona, traded to the Cubs. Or traded to Atlanta, rather. So for Dansby Swanson, it's the 2015 first overall pick. Through his first 57 games, he hit .243 with an OPS of .641, 13 extra base hits, 4 home runs, 20 RBIs, 24 runs scored. Other than the batting average, Henry Davis has been better in every category. Mickey Moniak, who has started to find himself a little bit with the Angels, but with Philadelphia, he was horrible. 152 average, 3 homers, 9 RBIs, 6 extra base hits. Yeah, Henry Davis is a lot better. Adley Rutschman in Baltimore, fellow catcher. If you want to count Henry Davis as a catcher at this point, Rutschman, 255. He did have an OPS of 800, way better than Davis. Batting average, way better. More extra base hits, fewer home runs, fewer RBIs, a lot more runs scored. Could Henry Davis get to the level of Adley Rutschman? Possibly. Spencer Torkelson for Detroit, who's been a little bit up and down from 2020. And these numbers punched by the great Jason Mackey of the Post-Gazette. .181 average, 11 extra base hits, 4 homers, 13 RBIs, 13 runs scored. Henry Davis is better. Now, Royce Lewis, who's battled injuries with the Twins, he did hit .314, 903 OPS, 22 extra base hits, 13 homers, 44 RBIs. Yeah, he was the best hit of everybody. And that was from 2017. But if you look at Adley Rutschman now, he's one of the best players for the entire Baltimore Orioles organization. He's shown his worth from Oregon State as the number one overall pick. Rutschman hitting .273, OPS of .800, 20 homers, 19, 30 doubles, 75 RBIs. That's a realistic place we could be looking at for Davis. Pagero's been solid. 7 homers, 26 RBIs. Yeah, he's tailed off a little bit. But it really tells you for Henry Davis, for Nick Gonzalez, pump the brakes a little bit. I mean, look at the success that Key Brian Hayes at this point has found. Brian Reynolds has found. My expectations are a lot different for this team now than they were in the middle of June, July. Think about it, 20-8. Everybody was so pumped up for Pirates baseball. And then the skid, the slide, they played under .400 baseball at a time during the summer where it was atrocious. It was just like the season wouldn't end. And now they're over .500 since August. They're playing great in September. Jack Sawinski's going through one of those streaks where he was a .133 hitter in August. Now he's hitting .280 in September. One of the streakiest ball players probably to ever play the game. But there are things that you got to like about this lineup. And O'Neill Cruz isn't a part of it right now. Cruz at short. Pagero, Gonzalez at second base. Juwan Bey, utility. Hayes, who looks like he might have found it at third. Hendy at catcher. There's a lot of ideal, opportune things that you're looking at. Where, look, they're 12 games better than they were last year. There's still 6 games left. Let's say they go .500. Go 15 games better. You're looking at, what, 76? 77? Add another 10? 12? Do what you did next year that you did this year with the young guys here the whole year. That's a playoff team. That's a playoff team. Now, a lot of people aren't thinking about it right now because of football season. But the way that this team has ended this season compared to last year, when they floundered and continued to just fall, made their way to the number one pick to get into the lottery consideration, this year is ending differently. You're excited about how this team is going. You're actually crunching the numbers to see who's the lineup's going to be. Now they need more than just 2 starting pitchers. Ideally, Vince Velasquez is back and healthy in the middle of June. One over Wonsy Contreras, Luis Ortiz, Quinn Priester figures it out to pair with Mitch Keller and Johan Oviedo, Paul Skeens in May. I like what I see. I think this team could be a playoff team next year. And I said at the beginning of the year, this is 2012. This is not 2011. This is 2012. They can be that team next year. And I'm excited to see it play out. Coming up, we'll get into football. Man, the Bengals are bad. They don't look good. They look rusty. Joe Burrow does look hurt. The Steelers, they're in first place. Hard to believe? Maybe. Tied for first. It's going to be a long ride in the AFC. Coming up next.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
It's better over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
Come join me, Andrew Filippone.
And me, Patrick Peterson, 3-time NFL All-Pro cornerback on First and Pod for premier NFL coverage and conversations.
Our motto on the podcast is every team, every week, and we don't play favorites. Every episode, you get a glimpse of the entire National Football League with First and Pod. Follow and listen to First and Pod on Mondays and Fridays on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.